Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about UFO over New York and Las Vegas backyard demon. That's correct, UFO over New York and Las Vegas backyard demon. Now, I know these things seem unrelated, but they're both strange and they both just popped up today. I think they deserve our attention. The first article is from geo.tv. The title on this says, New UFO Sighting Over New York City Reignites Debate, dated April 25th, 2024. It's got an awesome picture here of what looks to me like a flying saucer, just this kind of oblong shape, but you can see that it has it's three-dimensional, very dark. In the left-hand side of it, it looks almost like a circle, lighter patch to it, a lot of detail to this picture. Down below, you can see the city of New York. The buildings are quite small, so they're a ways away. Can't tell how close they are to this UFO. I mean, maybe the size of a school bus, maybe a lot bigger. I don't know. We'll have to see what the lady says about this. But this picture was actually taken out the window of a passenger airplane. And I got to tell you, it's amazing. You can go to the Ko-Fi site or the local site. I'll post the links up over there. It says a woman on board a passenger plane has claimed that she has likely witnessed an unidentified flying object or unidentified anomalous phenomena while the aircraft was over New York City, as per a News Nation report Wednesday. The lady was identified as Michelle Reyes, who said that the object looked like a flying cylinder when seen from the window of the airplane above LaGuardia Airport. She told the outlet, "The first thing I did was email the FAA to let them know what I saw. Maybe it was a safety hazard, but unfortunately, they didn't acknowledge my email." We know that they're very busy at the FAA, and they don't have time to mess around with reports of giant flying objects in the path of commercial airplanes. So, nice try, lady, but probably not going to be able to bother those folks today. She added that she then sent the email to Enigma Labs and the National UFO Database. Last month, the Pentagon report submitted to Congress noted in its report that there was no evidence of the alien encounter as the seen objects were from Earth. So, you know, hey, she's photographing them out the window of her airplane, but don't worry about it. AARO, the Anomaly Resolution Office, well, they've already resolved this and said, don't believe your lying eyes. That probably just a Russian spy drone, I imagine. The proliferation of television programs, books, movies, and the vast amount of internet and social media content centered on UAP-related topics most likely has influenced the public conversation on this topic and reinforced these beliefs within some sections of the population, the report noted in March. See how they talk down to you? Just like you're a bunch of preschoolers. It's really disgusting that we give these guys all this money. You know, I've been saying $1.55 trillion missing, and then we find out yesterday that this latest audit that actually they're missing 63% of their stuff. It ends up being like $2.39 trillion. They don't know if the Pentagon has it somewhere, can't find it. They don't know if these parts and stuff are in the hands of these government contractors. They don't know if they're in, I don't know, could they be in the hands of the bad guys? They don't know where they're at. So how do we know? How do we know where they're at? But they want more money, and they want to talk to you like you're a preschooler about how UFOs don't exist and how you're only think they might exist because you're not that bright. But yet we have a lady in a passenger plane here. She looks at the window. She snaps a picture of this just fantastic picture of this UFO. She said it looked like a cylinder shape. Yeah, could be. I wonder from the texture of the image if it's not a saucer, but hey, it's a great picture either way. It goes on and says, all investigative efforts at all levels of classification conclude that most sightings were ordinary objects and phenomena and the result of misidentification, the spokesperson for Pentagon Major General Pat Ryder told the reporters last month. Yeah, appeal to authority, but it's not convincing me at all. Now, I want to take another look at this article about this thing. Here's one from the New York Post. It says, possible UFO over New York City battles passenger flying out of LaGuardia, and then written by Emily Crane, dated April 25th, 2024. It says, a plane passenger has claimed, notice the conditional language, they immediately get it in there, she has spotted a possible UFO flying over the Big Apple. Well, if it's not a UFO, maybe the person writing this article could go ahead and identify it for us. Michelle Reyes said she caught sight of a mysterious flying cylinder out of her plane window while above LaGuardia Airport. The first thing I did was email the FAA to let them know what I saw, she told News Nation Wednesday. Maybe it was a safety hazard, but unfortunately, I haven't heard back from them. They didn't acknowledge my email. No, they're not going to acknowledge your email. You're just a sheep. Get on the plane. Do what you're told. Oh, and don't forget to take your shoes off, because you might have a bomb in there somewhere. A baffled Reyes said another passenger also spotted the mysterious object. It's a little more nerve-wracking that someone else saw what I saw, she said. See this? This poor lady has been trained not to believe her own eyes. Well, not only did you see it, ma'am, but you actually got a photograph of it. It says, it wasn't immediately clear what flight Reyes was on. UFO expert Ben Hansen told News Nation that there appeared to be no evidence the passenger faked this or hoaxed it. Now, it doesn't look like it. Important thing that they need to do in this reporting is get all of the facts, okay? That's the one thing that I would recommend these guys do. We'll take a look at this last article on this, but before we do that, I want to play this short clip of this lady talking about what she saw from that airplane.
Michelle Reyes was flying over New York City with her daughter, and she was sitting by a window. She did what a lot of us do. We, you know, take pictures out the window. Nice video of the New York skyline. It's an amazing view. But what Michelle did not expect to see was a cylinder-shaped object zipping across her line of sight. What did you do with the video, and did you reach out to authorities to share it with them?
Thank you for having me. And when I realized that I had something like this on the video, the first thing I did was I emailed the FAA to let them know what I saw, and maybe it was a safety hazard. I reached out to them. Unfortunately, I haven't heard back from them. They didn't acknowledge my email. And then I sent it to Enigma Labs and the National UFO Database.
So it's a good thing Ben Hansen is here. You know, you host a show called UFO Witness. What do you think about this Tic Tac video, Ben?
This was incredible, honestly, because it took a while just for us to get in touch with Michelle. It wasn't for her posting it on the app. Someone had borrowed, sort of stole it from her social media and posted it as if they were her friend. So we had no idea who she was. We were looking up flights and trying to figure out which flight she was on. When we finally were able to contact her, she, for me, has been a completely just genuine, sincere. We've now started analyze the video. And I feel a little awkward saying this with her here, but find no evidence that she faked this or hoaxed it. It's probably something not terribly far in the distance. But it also, there's problems with the theory of it being something as simple as an insect, which I would suspect this was happening, you know, on the ground. We're talking 200 plus miles an hour at this point, her jet is flying. So it passes in about a seventh of a second, and it's present in 5 frames of the video.
That little snippet there was from NewsNationNow.com, NewsNationNow.com. I'll have links over at the Ko-Fi and the Locals website. Excellent reporting from those folks at News Nation. Interesting how the lady says she contacted FAA right away, and they just ignored her. We've been saying this on the program all along. They don't care. They don't want to disclose anything. They would just assume that she had never taken that photo. But anyway, about a 5-minute interview there in total, I think. Really, really to the point. Good questions. Okay, the article here says, and this is from News Nation Now, Liz Jason, April 25th, 2024. Michelle Reyes caught a video of a mysterious flying cylinder, quote unquote, possibly a UFO, from her airplane window above LaGuardia Airport in New York City. Quote, the first thing I did was email the FAA to let them know what I saw. Maybe it was a safety hazard. But unfortunately, they didn't acknowledge my email, Ray said during an appearance Wednesday night on Banfield. Well, maybe they'd like to send up a couple F-16s and just shoot the thing down, or a couple of, F-35s, whatever the newest fighter pilot is. Then it goes on, it says, Ben Hansen, a UFO investigator, joined the conversation on Banfield to analyze the video. We found no evidence that she faked this or hoaxed it. It's there. It's very clear. which is unusual. Ray's shared the video on her social media, and another passenger apparently saw the object as well. It's a little nerve-wracking that someone else saw what I saw. Now, Hansen pointed out that it took him a while to track her down because she hadn't apparently posted it herself, or somebody else had posted it before she did, and they're doing the investigation over there at Enigma Labs. Good that somebody's got on this where they can track down the flight, the time, you know, the exact location. He pointed out that this thing was moving really fast because the airplane was going 200 miles an hour, and this image only appears on, I think he said, 5 frames of the video, and literally it was visible for, I believe he said, 1/7 of a second. So this thing's traveling at high speed. Right there in the flight lanes, does FAA care? Nope, not a lick. It all goes back to this idea of who are they taking their orders from. If they are that incurious, then they are dangerously incompetent. And if they have been told to keep their mouth shut and to keep us off the trail, then in some ways they're even more dangerous because they are in collusion with the entities that control these things. Pretty scary stuff. Now, speaking of entities, you know, we did a couple of videos last year on the Las Vegas alien. People really did seem to like that. And we have some more news coming out of Las Vegas regarding this alien out there. And this stuff is really getting crazy. We'll take a look at this article now. Now, I have to hand it to News Nation because these guys are doing some fantastic reporting. They're reporting stories that other people aren't even talking about, for one thing. And they're also doing a lot of original content, which is great. Now, once again, NewsNationNow.com, title says, Las Vegas Non-Human UFO Encounter Traumatizing Teen Says. Las Vegas family said non-human being was in backyard. 1 year later, they're standing by their story. Investigators have no concrete answers in the case. This is a case where the kids were in Las Vegas. They thought they saw this light show up, and then they believe what they see is a tall type of ET entity, and now they're talking about demonic apparitions. This is by Liz Jassen and Alex Caparello, updated April 25th, 2024. It says, the Las Vegas teenager who claimed something crashed in his backyard last year, prompting a 911 call about non-human beings, is speaking out for the first time. Angel Kenmore, 17, said in an exclusive interview with News Nation national correspondent Alex Caparello that he saw a giant creature, that's in quotes, who he believes may have been a demon, his words, but only God knows, quote unquote. Kenmore said he felt paralyzed after looking at the entity for about 30 seconds. He remembers closing his eyes and praying for it to go away. It was moving and breathing. It was peed off like it wanted to do something, looking at me. I remember he was growling, Kenmore said. Growling. Man, that's some scary stuff. They can think whatever they want, Kimmer told News Nation. If I was doing it for fame, I would be on YouTube. I made no money off of this. I don't need money. It was a really bad and traumatizing experience. Police body camera footage from Metro Las Vegas police footage shows a flash across the sky the night of the family sighting, adding intrigue to the mystery. News Nation local affiliate KLAS reported. Now, a lot of people thought that could have been a meteorite. Me as well. You just don't know. It could just be a coincidence. It goes on, it says, the American Meteor Society says they are sure it was a meteor that caused that streak in the night sky, with 21 reported sightings of it stretching across California, Nevada, and Utah. We were certain it was a meteor because of the duration of the event, said Robert Lunsford of the American Meteor Society. Most everybody reported it lasted between 2 and 5 seconds, and that's much too fast to be a re-entering satellite or rocket. Claims of a UFO, aliens, and military activity have all been viewed in a different light since Pentagon whistleblower David Grush, in an interview with News Nation, alleged a covert crash retrieval program of non-human spacecraft. Well, you have to wonder, could one of these things gotten away in one of these crashes? And maybe the kid saw something like this. He does an interview with the kid. I won't play it here. I'll let you take a look at it over there. He's talking to the kid about seeing this what at first was reported as this alien. Some people thought they could see pictures of it. And he goes on to say that he's since come to believe that it was actually a demon. He talks about the house having a lot of what I guess I would describe as poltergeist activity. Things being thrown around. At one point, a crucifix levitating in the air across the room. Lots of weird stuff like you would see on one of these, you know, 70s or 80s horror movies. And so it seems like this light showed up. Maybe this thing, whatever it was, this used this meteor sighting to camouflage itself. Maybe that wasn't a meteor at all. Maybe that was just this thing. I kind of tend to believe that it was a meteor, a meteorite, you know, re-entering the atmosphere, because it looks like the ones I've seen, and that possibly this is just something unrelated, or this thing was using it, like I said, to camouflage itself. Now, you know, they had a lot of interviews with these people. When they spoke to this kid, he brought up that they've had people just crawling all over the place. They put up signs up for no trespassing. It's amazing how people are so curious over this stuff. Sometimes they really do go over the edge and don't respect other people's privacies. Of course, you know, nobody wants a bunch of random strangers walking around their property, especially at night. So they talk about that a little bit. But what really gets me is about how the level of paranormal activity seems to have increased since the sighting, and this connection between the paranormal, or what this kid views as evil. I guess they've got an interview coming out with him. We'll have to take a look at that when it comes out. But I kind of just wanted to be out there with the news so you can be kind of following this. I know a lot of people really enjoyed the podcast where we talked about this, and a lot of people were really interested in the subject because these people seem so sincere. The family did. They seemed almost in shock by it. We talked about there being like surveillance equipment on top of the house, the cops going back and forth around there. It's almost to me as if the story was, well, they're being harassed by people, so the police have to show up to kind of check on them. Well, I don't know. Maybe the Las Vegas police is just way more concerned than normal police departments. But normally you don't see that level of intense caring on the part of police departments when something like this happens. It's almost like maybe they thought they saw something. Maybe they were told to keep an eye on something. This thing could be escaped from some kind of a crash or some kind of a government program. We don't know because we're just lied to constantly. That's the problem. We have one case here in New York where a lady photographs a UFO out of her plane window, and it seems like they just try to ignore it. Mainline media maybe covered a little bit, but the FAA won't pay any attention to it. They're not interested in taking that note down. They don't want to spook the sheep. But yet, when you have this other case over here where this kid says, I saw something in my backyard, it seems as though there was a pretty intense police interest for a while, maybe still going on. So you almost wonder, it's like they're trying to keep a lid on it. When they get these cases, if it's something where it's on the ground and it can affect people, they're really wanting to, I think, bottle it up and keep it from getting out to where more people can see it. It's almost like we saw that situation in Florida with what people recorded. They said it was an alien walking along the street. We saw this huge police response to a bunch of kids getting out of hand a little bit at a mall, which sounded like someone just threw off some firecrackers. They called it a riot. I didn't see anything destroyed. I did not find one report of shoplifting, just the two jugheads that took a swing at somebody on the street because they got into an altercation. You know, mouthy teenagers sometimes will do that. But this whole situation there too, you have to wonder, is it connected? You know, yeah, okay, well, somebody maybe falsely reported an active shooter, but like all the cops in Miami, I guess. So what I'm looking here at is I'm seeing, you know, when we have this good, clear evidence of UFOs, whether it's in New York or whether it's the jetpack man, you know, a couple years ago that showed up in Los Angeles, there seems to be zero interest from the FAA. But then now and again, once in a while, you'll have these things spotted on the ground where it's almost like somebody has actually seen an alien walking around. And it sounds crazy, but then you see this police presence show up. The one in Florida, the cops came, they had the police officer that made the video and made a big joke about it. It's almost like that when they get caught surveilling these people or surveilling the situation, I suppose just following orders, then they have to kind of open up the tea kettle a little bit and let some of the steam off before the sheep get awake. It's all about controlling the masses. And the 20% like us, I suppose they don't care about, because they figure, you know what, you guys are outliers. Nobody pays attention to you anyway. But that's 80% in the center of the herd. Those are the ones they want to keep from getting spooked, because once this UFO movement gets past a certain level, once you get much past that 20% level, man, then you're going to start to have a wide awakening where you have the whole herd asking questions. And when we get to that point, we may finally see some accountability. Who knows? Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.